Hey everybody, it's your doc, Jeff Buski, creator and founder of Limitless Dentists, where we've cracked the code to gamifying the system to unlocking power, productivity, and profitability, all while building practices and lives that matter. Welcome to Jumpstart with Jeff. Today's topic is this.
Perfect dental practice doesn't really exist. Not at all. I'm coming to you from hot tub here, getting a little rest and relaxation in tonight. Check this out. Let's see here. We're in Texas, and man, whew, it's about 30. Look at this. A little ice, the pool, the waterfalls are on, so they don't get all frozen up. But yeah, I heated up the hot tub so we could get the ice off from it. And it feels good. But there is no perfect dental practice. And they're also just like that. There's no perfect marriage. There's no perfect parenting. And the list goes on and on and on. There's no perfect, 100% perfect friendship. Because there's always going to be struggles. There's always going to be battles to be had. And that's also part of growth. And that's part of expansion. You know, you see all these amazing practices. You see some absolutely incredible, beautiful practices online, and they're absolutely gorgeous. But just because something might be gorgeous doesn't mean that it's perfect. Because even years ago, the way that I operated myself, the way that I operated in my life, the way that I operated in my marriage and everything there, if you looked in from the outside, you'd see one thing and you'd see, hey, it looks like things are going well. Things are going really pretty perfect, because that's what I wanted you to see. Didn't mean that's the true way that it was operating. And so the reason I'm bringing all this up is today was an interesting day. Had an amazing surgery that I get to do. I look at my care that I get to provide as an honor and as a privilege. I was doing double arch implant surgery today, loving that and enjoying it. And like I said, that to me is an honor and privilege to be able to provide for our patients. And I was not aware that a whole bunch of other things were going on inside of the office while I was doing my surgery. My concentration's there. We've got the anesthesiologist, patients asleep, and we're performing surgery. So that's where my focus is. And about halfway through, kind of became aware that there were some things happening and going on. I didn't want my focus to be there. My focus needs to be 100% on the patient and taking great care of them. Well, come to find out a little later that there was a lot going on. There was a lot of negativity today in the office. There was a lot of judgments being made. And there's a big problem with that is the fact that, A, none of us are perfect. Like I said, there's no perfect practice, no perfect way that it all operates. There's going to be disagreements. There's going to be arguments. There's going to be just different ways that we look at seeing the world. And a lot of that comes down to the fact that individuals' worldview, the way in which you look at the world, is going to be different.
Join the Limitless 90-Day Intensive to get 25-plus years of proven real-life results, all distilled into an unmatched experience that helps you create limitless power in 12 weeks or less, so you can ultimately take your practice, marriage, and life beyond the next level quickly. Save yourself decades of guesswork and painful mistakes. Apply now at www.limitlessdentistacademy.com.
And when your worldview is different than my worldview, there's going to be collisions sometimes. When we look at this from a perspective, then I also start to ask, okay, besides worldview, what is also my self-view, the way in which I see the way that I occur in the world? How is that operating? The way am I showing up as a leader? And so, as I was saying, there is no perfect practice. If you look at our practice, Granbury Dental Center, you look at that, you look at the pictures, you look at the way it is, it's a beautiful practice. I mean, it looks like a ski chalet that should be in the middle of the Swiss Alps. It's gorgeous. But just like anything else, we still have our struggles. We still have issues that come up. We've got 25 ladies that work for us in our office. That's a big team. That's a lot of people to have to get along. And sometimes, like today, there's times where people don't get along. And a big part of that comes down to, okay, what is the issue at hand? And there's a big difference between having an issue and also, what's going on, guys? Thanks for jumping in and joining here. There's a big difference between looking at something that's personal and also making something about an issue. And that is something that, from a cultural standpoint inside of our practice, that I'm committed to looking at. If we're going to have a collision, let's make a collision about something that is not personal. If we're disagreeing about something, let's have disagreement about the actual issues. There's no reason to bring a personal attack or anything into that. And if you can't look at it from that perspective, then there's a lot of growth that has to happen on your part. And us as leaders in our practice, we've got to show up and we've got to have such a capacity to deal with not only our patients and the levels of care that we're providing and the standards of care that we're delivering. That's one thing. We also have to show up and manage and lead our teams and lead our patients through a whole nother list of other conversations. And if your energy is not great, the way that you show up and your capacity is not great, and you show up at a level 7, but yet the things that are coming at you are at a level 10, man, you're in trouble. You've got to do something to increase your capacity. You've got to do something to show up in a different way. And if you're showing up, and like I said before, if you're hoping that your Starbucks and your Lucky Underwear are going to make your day and make it through the day, then you've already lost the day going into the day. And if you're sitting there thinking that everything's all happy clappy and everything's unicorns, panda bears, and happy fruit, I got news for you. The world just doesn't work that way. It gets chaotic sometimes. It gets stressful. And if you think that you can operate in a way that doesn't involve that, you're in for a rude awakening. Best practices, I would consider, we have one of the top practices in the country. But there's still issues. And if you're lying about having issues, then you're just lying to yourself. Every practice has issues, just like every marriage has issues, just like every parenting has issues. We all have these things, but it's how do we handle that? And most importantly, what do we set up for our standards? So as I sat back and found out a little bit more about kind of the ongoings today with some of the different team members, we're going to have a nice little meeting tomorrow. We're going to have a little come to Jesus meeting tomorrow. And a lot of the conversation is just going to revolve around the standards in our practice. What is the standards? What's acceptable? What's not acceptable? And that way we're looking at, here's the powerful agreements that we've created in our practice, how we choose to operate, what we choose to live by. Now it becomes a very simple yes or no question. Yes, are we operating to the standards and agreements that we've chosen to operate by? Yes or no? No? All right, great. Let's course correct and let's get back on track and let's take care of things. Yes? Excellent. Let's keep doubling down on that and let's continue to move forward and deliver great care and take amazing care of each other. Because here's what I know. Well, I was in there doing surgery in my own little bubble today, having a great time, having a good time with the anesthesiologist, having a good time with my surgical assistants, having a great surgery. The rest of the office was operating in chaos. And here's what I know with that. When you have chaos like that, it absolutely kills productivity. 100% kills productivity. Our patients are showing up and they're expecting and they're paying for 100% of our attention. Think about that. Our patients have the ability to hire us and fire us every single day. Doesn't matter if they've been a patient there for a long time. They can have one time they come in and show up and things are not going great. You don't handle things correctly. Conversations might go sideways. A team member does something that is disrespectful. A patient can fire you just like that. You got to look at, what are the standards that I'm showing up for as a leader, and what are the standards that I'm holding my team to, and how do we choose to operate? And if you get past the fact that there is no perfect team, then the next question bears, well, what do we operate as? I would have you consider that if you choose to operate in excellence, that's a different manner. How do we operate in excellence? Well, first and foremost, I think your foundational aspect in operating in excellence comes down to operating in integrity. When you operate in integrity, you're honoring your word. You're honoring your word. You're not hiding anything in the shadows of darkness. You're standing in the light, whole and complete. That's integrity. So that's your foundation. Second, if you're operating in integrity, then that also means that you're going to take 100% responsibility for yourself. You're no longer going to play the blame game. You're no longer going to sit there and say, I'm a victim, and poor me. You take 100% responsibility even when shit doesn't go your way. I have a lot more respect for somebody that owns their mistake and owns their issue and comes and is public about it and owns it and then acknowledges it and then says, here's what I commit to for next time. Now you're back on track. Much easier. Take radical responsibility. And if things are not operating the way that you want to see them, guess what? You get to do something radically different. When? Today. You get to start to absolutely put something into action today. And that is some of the best ways that I know that we can start to choose to look at operating in excellence. Excellence is very different than perfection. Very different than perfection. Because anytime I've looked at a case, anytime I've looked at procedures that I've done, there's always something that I could have tweaked to have made just a little bit better. There's always something when you look back, hindsight 2020. And that's just the reality. That's the reality of us in dentistry. That's the reality of us in life. When we get the opportunity to learn from our past. And we get to bring that into our present. We can have an opportunity to shape our new future. So that begs a new question. If you're not loving where you are today and you want to have a different future, how do you do that? The only way that I know, and a good friend, mentor of mine, Jesse Elder, taught me this, is said, if you want to create a new future, then it comes down to creating a new past. Think about that. What does that mean? If I want a new future, how do I create a new past? Well, that means that I've got to do something radically different today. If I don't like my current circumstances, I got a choice. I can sit here and be a victim and be a little bitch, and I can eat crumbs off the floor of circumstance, or I can say, God, these crumbs taste like shit. I'm sick of being a little bitch. I'm going to choose something radically different today. I'm going to choose a different way to operate. I'm going to choose a different system to approach. That's what leaders do. Are leaders always going to make the right choice? Nope. Do I make the wrong choice? Absolutely. But if I make the wrong choice, then I have the opportunity to, guess what? As long as there's blood coursing through my veins and blood pumping through my heart, God willing, I get the opportunity to go again. And when I get the opportunity to go again, then I'm going to take what I just learned and I'm going to apply something different. If something's not working. I just went on a whole rant there, guys, for a little while. The lesson out of all of this is that if you do not like your current circumstances or where things are at, then it's time to create a new future. You do that by creating a new past, and that's by doing something radically different today. So my question for you is, where in your world do you want to see something different show up? Where in your world are you looking at, hey, do I have the perfect practice? Or do I want the perfect marriage? Or do I want to be the perfect parent? Or do I need to be the perfect friend? How about forget all of that and just show up and be amazing and show up and be excellent? Go back to the things that we just talked about. Go back to showing up first and foremost with the foundation of integrity. Then build on that with taking 100% responsibility. Then do something radically different today. All right, guys, that's all I've got for you today. If this resonated with you, drop a little something in the comments. Say, yep. And I appreciate you guys. Have an amazing evening, and I will see y'all tomorrow. Peace, power, prosperity. Give it away. Have an amazing night, y'all. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the show. If this podcast episode resonated with you, make sure to reach out and send me a direct message on Instagram at Dr. Jeff Booski. That's Dr. Jeff Booski. Look forward to chatting with you. Till next time.